Well, you wrote in the foreword to First Mountain that the book comes out of a burial ritual in 2001 in China for your paternal grandparents back in Shaanxi province, and that the world they came from was rural, pre-revolutionary China, which was quite distant from you.
Yes.
This must have been quite an experience.
Yes, it was surprising. To start with, it's like I'm completely unprepared. And I saw that it's just one of the family things, gathering around for a few old folks, like older generations' requirement. It's like a family obligation. So my parents was asking me and my brother to join them to send grandparents' ash home. I said, wow, this is one of those things, obligations I have to do. But once I was there, I realized it is something actually a gaping hole in my life. I don't realize it is there. And discovered a new world to me, but it's clearly an old world. It's always there. I just didn't know it existed. In terms of the ancestral land, and which really reflect how people lived, believed, and die, and their interpretation of death struck me almost like a window into their living. So the whole events was pretty short because there was a burial ritual lasted a few days, and many clan members of villages and all somehow distant related to me, either through my grandfather or grandmother. After we come back from the trip, after I come back from the trip, I start realize how significant those few days are. And I take a lot of notes because that's usually I do when I go to experience something. I have no idea what it is, just at least catch as much I can, use cameras, use notes, photographs. So since I come back from the trip, I researched for 3 4 years about into the funeral ritual, into Shaanxi province where my hometown is, into their culture aspect of different aspect of the culture. And while I research and I write poems, I guess it's one way of for me to understanding a culture or a world around me. Writing poetry is the way
Yeah.
to do it.
You know, I'm here to get the story, obviously, but you tell it so well in poetry, so I'm hoping that the interview can be a mix of you telling the story and then reading poems that, you know, also give us an angle on the story. One part that's really important to note is that your parents were, quote, ardently secular communists. And so this ritual was your first exposure to more traditional religious beliefs. You said it was culture shock and that an entire unfamiliar and ancient belief system was presented to you in the span of a few days. How were you able to write so lucidly about that experience? Was it because that happened in 2001? The book comes out, what, 18 years later? You had time to do it right, you had time to do your research. It's remarkable the feeling that I'm right there as I'm reading these poems and also getting a look into that culture, which, you know, reminds me of many different cultures, reminds me of indigenous cultures. And then also maybe you can address the fact that your parents, you know, they didn't grow up with that, and they've abandoned, and essentially they've abandoned that what we might call traditional thinking of the culture.
Yeah, and it's a complicated story. And the first of all, I want your listener and the reader know the poem you are seeing is translated by American poet Joseph Donahue. So this is a third layer removed from the initial experience. And the translation collaboration with Joe is like take 10 years. So the poem was written, the event happened in 2001, and the book, originally the Chinese book, was published in Taiwan actually, is in 2005. And I start thinking about translating it. And sometimes when you write something, even the book come out, you not necessarily know the significance until years later. You hear from other people's feedbacks and other poets' comments on the work. So 2008, when I start collaborating with Joe Donahue, so the second layer removing from the original experience. So through these reflections, and from the initial notes to research to my writing and then my transcription of it to Joseph Donahue's translation, so their lucidity or complicity, clear-eyedness, maybe because it's filtered in through this process. So clearly the reader right now reading is a work of two poets living in America, working in the second decade of 21st century's work. So there is a time lacking, which is time compressed from 2000 years Chinese burial ritual to 2018's product print. So there's a kind of all showed in one book. It's kind of a time collapsed in this book. So I'm glad you think it works. I mean, it's always a tentative for me. I just don't know how my initial reflection on the experience versus Joe's interpretation, reflection on the Chinese transcription and then translation works. So it is always border crossing is always risky. So this one seems to be successful in a way, at least to you. This seems to be, I hope it's continue to convey meanings and convey significance to readers who are not Chinese, who are not my parents or my grandparents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your parents, they're not into this.
Yeah, my parents are saying that I would not say they're abandoned their tradition because there's a bigger political environment surrounding Chinese society. I think one of the poem was saying the Chinese tradition kept recorded on the tablets, on the funeral ground tablets, but significantly, the last 100 years, there's none. So you can imagine what happened to Chinese history and tradition. It seems the 20th century is really a breaking of the Chinese tradition, old way of living. I think Communist Party's rule is one of the factors, but the whole idea of encounter of Chinese culture, encounter Western culture, I think probably you can vaguely say that's the reason the break happens. After all, communist is a Western ideology. So the clash is so big, and the industrialization capitalists versus Confucianism or Taoism, that fracture probably break the tradition, and communism is part of it. So my parents both are Communist Party's members. My mom just passed away, so this is another death I will need to address. I'm in the middle of another long work. Hopefully that will be something else come out maybe 20 years from now.
The ritual won't be the same.
No, it won't be. But yeah, but I don't know what it's going to be. So this book is First Mountain. Maybe we need to shift the symbols and metaphors to something beyond the mountains.
Yeah. My condolences.
Yeah, thank you.